Good morning. This is going to be a quick one. I'm at the beach trying to have a little fun and get a relaxation, but you know, I'm going to get this off my chest. Today, I'm going to talk about vaccinated or non-vaccinated. First of all, what you do is your business. Don't nobody have nothing to do with your business. That's your life. It's your body. And see, one thing I think that troubles people's minds so much is you're constantly watching the news, constantly listening to conspiracy theories, and that's freaking people out. You know, if you look at the news long enough, you can see something or hear something that caters to your beliefs, whether you want the shot or don't want the shot. But if you keep looking at it, it's going to cater to what you want to believe. My thought is, just don't even watch the news that much. Like, pull yourself away from it. Because me, myself, I don't watch the news as much. A lot of people come to me with theories of what might happen. But I think with me not watching the news, I have no fear in what this COVID is going to do to me or whatever. And I know some people say, well, you shouldn't be that way because you should protect others in case you get it. Well, it's just strange to me, and I'm not saying get the shot or don't. It's strange to me to have the COVID, but you don't have no symptoms. It's just strange to me. It's kind of like you telling me that I'm a millionaire, but I don't have the money in the bank. Okay, you know, it's just like me, somebody saying I hit the lottery, but I don't have access to the money. So when they say you have COVID, but you don't have any symptoms, that right there kind of, you know, it makes me wonder. But I'm not saying don't get the shot. To each his own. It's your body. You do what you want to do. And like I said, if you want to be safer, you need to stop watching the news. Because the news tell you what they want to tell you, and they get you to believe what they want you to believe. You know, like I said, it's tell lie vision. They can tell lies to control what they want you to know. And if they want you to be in fear. And we got to remember this too. Everybody's different. You know, some have got the shot, it killed them. Some have got the shot, it helps them. Some have got the shot, now they need another shot. So everybody's different. So I don't think that you should be pushing what somebody else should do. Because you don't know everybody's medical history. They might have an underlying problem and the shot could affect them. Now we'll find out that the shot could affect, maybe if you're on blood pressure medicine, mixed with the shot, it might take you out altogether. So you don't know a person's medical history, so no need to really say what that person should do. Your body, your choice at the end of the day. So don't encourage people. I'm not going to encourage people to take it. I'm not going to encourage people not to take it. But when I speak from what I feel. Now, my mom take it. And she told me what she felt. But that's my mom. That's her. All I could do is give my opinion on what I would do. So, you don't, like I said, you don't know. A lot of people have underlying health issues. And now think about it. When this COVID first hit, they wanted you to take the shot. But all of a sudden, now you need a booster shot. You need another shot. This shot made me think like this. When I was in the military, they used to give us the flu shot. And I probably got that flu shot probably, I was in the military about 7 years. They gave me the shot every year. I would get sick when I got the shot and had to go to sick call and be out of work every year. Now that I'm out the military, I refuse to take the flu shot. So what I try to take care of my body. I try to eat the right way, put the right things in my body. And to me, that's going to help me more than a shot ever will. Now, like I said, I could be wrong. I'm not telling people not to take the shot. I'm just telling you what I'm doing to help me. And with this COVID shot, it's strange how, like, with the NBA and the NFL are buckling down on forcing people to take the shots. Out of all the major sports, they focus on the NBA and NFL. Now, I don't want to make this a race thing, but NFL and NBA have more African-American athletes than all the other sports. But if you pay attention, those are the ones being forced to take the shot. Like, I know everybody see the issue with Kyrie Irving not wanting the shot, Bradley Beal not wanting the shot, Andrew Wiggins not wanting the shot, you know. But we can't be mad at those three guys. That's their body. That's their choice. But now you have an owner. He's forcing you to do it. NBA, NFL, they're forcing athletes to take the shot. We don't hear nothing about Major League Baseball, hockey, or soccer. We don't hear much about it, but it's not a lot of African Americans. At the end of the day, when it comes down to NBA, NFL, it's like this. I'm your owner and you would do what I say. I'm going to pay you, but you're going to do what I say. I'm going to control your health. If I want to inject you, I'm going to inject you. And really, like I said, I don't think that is right, because they're picking and choosing the sports that they want to go after. Now, if it was if they want to do forcing professional athletes, they should do it all the way across the board, not just NBA and NFL, which I know that they are, but the NBA and NFL is out front. And see, I can see how, and now I saw that LeBron got the shot. Now, they were happy about that, because it's like, you know, LeBron is the face of the NBA. So now it's like, okay, if LeBron gets it, everybody better get it. But y'all not doing that to other sports. So, like I said, I'm not trying to make it a black-white thing, but it looks strange to me. But at the end of the day, you do what's best for you. Don't listen to a pastor. Don't listen to a doctor. Don't listen to whoever. Because only you know your medical history, your family background. You got to do what's best for you. Stop watching the news. Stop listening to these conspiracy theories. Stop going on the internet. And every time it talks about COVID, you want to click on it. You want to hear what they got to say. Just stop that. If you stop it, your life will be a lot smoother. Now, and I noticed they're cracking down. I heard, well, New York is getting real strict with it. You can't do anything if you're not vaccinated. Like, some of the jobs, I understand the health field, medical care, doctors, whatever, they want those people vaccinated. I kind of get that. But if you just with a regular job and they forcing you to do it, you need to wait it out to the last minute to get the shot, I think. You know, if your job talking about firing you, getting rid of you, just wait to the last minute. Like, in the position I'm in, I pretty much, my retirement is coming up soon. So it's like, no job's going to force me to take a shot if I don't want the shot. If I take the shot, I'm going to take it because I want to take the shot. And these jobs want to force people. And I think if majority of the people refuse the shot, these jobs are just, they spitting. They just talking hot air because they really not going to do anything. They don't want to lose money and they don't want to hire a whole new crew. So if your job is forcing you to take a shot that you don't feel safe about, you explore all of your options before you let them inject something in you. Like I said, I know people that took the shot. I know people that didn't take the shot. I know people that took the shot and now they telling them that they need to boost the shot. But when they took the original shot, they said, this is it. But now all of a sudden, oh, we created something else. It's a stronger variant. So now you need to take more shots. Now who's to say once you take one shot, you continue to have to take shots? And I believe if your body is calling for you to have to continue to take shots, how this government works and how the news is, eventually it's going to come at a cost. Now, if you 2-3 shots in and say if you need 4 or 5 more shots and you need them to live, the government is going to set it up. I think they're going to set it up where it's going to come. It's going to become a price. It may come out of your insurance or something, but they're just not going to keep giving everybody free shots. Free. It's free. It's just something ain't right. And now it's at the point too. And I'm going to tell you one thing that lost me about this shot. When I was in Atlanta, they were saying that they were letting people out of jail if they let them, if they take the shot. Now that means he may not be a hard criminal, but he a criminal. He did something. But they letting criminals out of jail just because they want to take the shot. Now, hey, that right there kind of threw me off a little bit. I do a crime, I get locked up. But they telling me if it's a small crime, if I only got like 5 years or less, if I take the shot, they'll let me out. Now, I saw this when I was in Atlanta. I saw this. This was on the news. They were promoting it, whatever. But it's just something just not sitting right with me. If you're going to let a person out of jail if he agrees to take the shot. But at the end of the day, and I say this, you may hear me say this a million times on this podcast. You do whatever's right for you. Don't you let the news or the conspiracy people tell you what you should do. Because at the end of the day, it's your life. Don't put somebody else's life, your life in somebody else's hands because it worked for them. We know people that, like, we know people took the shot and they still died with it. We know people that didn't take the shot and they died. So whatever you do, if you take it or don't take it, you have a 50-50 chance of surviving. Just remember that. You have a 50-50 chance no matter what you do. So at the end of the day, do you. Thank y'all for listening. And once again, I got a major announcement coming like the first week of November or close to the end of October. Thanks for listening. And I'll holler at y'all next week. Coming from Myrtle Beach. I holler.